You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
You're listening to Implicit Bias on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
Yay, science! Nope, this isn't the long-lost episode of Breaking Bad. This is your Implicit Bias. We'll be following the science this week, though, on this week's episode. Let's just hope you don't mind where the science takes you. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. I'm the host for the next 2 hours of a weekly whiskey-fueled discussion of how we can solve the problems of the world. How do we do that? Talk and drink, drink and talk. Implicit Bias is brought to you by the Rustic Renegade, 2842 Northeast Evangeline Thruway. If you're looking for that graduation present for that young man in your life, the Renegade has what you're looking for, whether it's a wallet from Rook Leatherworks, a knife from Tippy Customs. Get him something that can last, something he'll remember. If you're looking for a book, they have books at the Rustic Renegade. You can find at your men's emporium, 2842 Northeast Evangeline Thruway, all those things and so much more. But we are here to drink and talk, talk and drink. I think that's the right order. So let's get to it. There's a common directive we've all been given over the last several weeks. Well, months. Actually, it's been the last few years. We've been told that our third-party God should be obeyed. Sacrifices at the altar of science are to be given. Prophecies followed. Acquiesce to the signs. Trust the science. Although by now we've all heard it. We've all been told we're all supposed to do the smart thing. Listen to the science. Now, it's not me that says that we should stand on our heads, hyperventilate, evacuate all bodily fluids, and that process will make you unattractive to any existing human being. It's the science that tells you that. The problem is, what happens when you can't trust the science anymore? Don't believe me? Let's kind of get underneath that right off the bat by reminding you of the scientific method. Remember that thing we learned in elementary school that tells us how actual science works? It starts simply. The first step is easy. Come up with a question. Yep, the first step is to question something. Not, however, to prove a preconceived notion. See, there's one of the biggest problems. When we look at science, we don't usually start with a question. Today, we've looked at results, and then we try and prove them. Want an example? Try the CDC. This one actually might not even be fair, and here's why. See, the CDC says on its website that COVID vaccines cannot create new variants. That's a problem. Because the CDC tells you to follow the science, and when they were served with papers, court papers, that is, and told to produce the documentation which proves their statement, they could not. In other words, they didn't even engage in the science they tell you to follow. They don't even have a question, which would be, does the COVID vaccine have any altering effects on the virus or the body itself? Instead, the conclusion was trotted out to you without the question ever really being asked. By the way, that comes from the Epoch Times, Zero Hedge. Don't trust them. Don't trust me. Read their articles and trust the CDC's own responses to the court listed in their documents. The other problem with the questions being asked by some scientists today is the questions already contain some assumptions. Remember, ASS, U, ME. Another good one. Will man-made global warming result in the rising of the seas over 200 feet in the next 10 years? Nice assumption in the question, isn't it? I mean, it's not like the Earth was at one time covered in ice and melted before people were even around. So, of course, all global warming must be man-made, right? Not global warming. We'll call it climate change. Because remember, in the 70s, it was the pending ice age. In the 90s, it became global warming. Now, because it keeps changing, they call it climate change. No. Of course the climate's changing. It changes every day. It changes over time. It's been changing since the dawn of time. It's been changing since before people were on the planet. See, the problem starts at the beginning of the scientific process with many and much of our science. The second step in the method, though, is to collect data. That also has become a problem. Remember when NASA was busted altering climate data to make it appear as if temperatures were warmer than they actually were? Again, please don't take my word for it. This from a Fox News report, and I quote, "Email messages obtained by a Freedom of Information Act request reveal that NASA concluded that its own climate findings were inferior to those maintained by both the University of East Anglia's Climate Research Unit, the CRU, the scandalized source of the leaked ClimateGate emails, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Climate Data Center." By the way, ClimateGate data? That was fixed as well. And let's go back to the CDC too. Remember, all the data we heard about cases and deaths from COVID, which we now know weren't even close to accurate, and in a lot of cases may have been intentionally padded? Yeah, there goes the second step. Collect data. Just remember, when it comes to data, garbage data in means garbage data out. The next two steps in the scientific method are form a hypothesis, then test said hypothesis. Really think about that. Form a hypothesis. Unfortunately, that's all some scientists are doing to start the scientific method. They start with a hypothesis, then look to confirm said hypothesis, meaning they don't actually look at the data objectively. They don't remove their own bias. They look at the data through the lens of their bias and figure out how to prove it. Then that's what they call the test. They then stop. Because once they have that information that proves their initial hypothesis, then we hear it. The science is settled. Last I checked, I think the entire definition of science is never settled. Look, I'd love to say trust the science and mean it. Problem is, there's so much science out there, it's kind of become the old saying about statistics. You can replace it with science. If you search long enough, you can find some science which proves anything you want. Therein lies the problem. We've got to stop looking for science that proves what we think and start looking at all of it and make up our own conclusions about how they got there. Look at it with a critical eye. Look with discernment. That will help us determine the real science from the junk, government-paid-for, grant-driven, but only if it proves a predisposed thought, premise, or hypothesis science. In other words, be a clean slate. As free of your own implicit bias as possible. That's how we'll find the truth. It's not, however, how we'll find our weekly whiskey. You've got to delve into your implicit bias to find our weekly whiskey. From our weekly whiskey partner, New News Market in Youngsville, Scott Maurice Milton. This week, Elijah Craig Small Batch. 94 proof as we continue Heaven Hill Month on implicit bias. So hang with us. Stick in for the Rustic Renegade, Short Pour Pellerin, Kind of a Dr. Breezy, and Sam in the Corner as we start our Talk and Drink, Drink and Talk right here on Implicit Bias.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean,
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergers.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and Bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the Bears. Oh, my.
Attention, Acadiana. Have you been to the Rustic Renegade? Acadiana's only true men's emporium. The Rustic Renegade has it all. Special items for that man cave. Special coffee blends. Unique gifts and grooming items. And best of all, Acadiana's only simulated range where you can shoot not only targets, but you can shoot scenarios. Why spend a fortune on ammunition? You can become better at what you like to do. At the Rustic Renegade. Knives, guns, accessories, and the experts to handle it all. That's the Rustic Renegade. Renegade 2842 northeast of Angelin Thruway.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford crystal, Swarovski crystal, and a complete Pandora jewelry shop and shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Use your implicit bias. Mention implicit bias when you call Luxury Limo and save 20% off of your booking. Don't forget, mention implicit bias and save 20% off your booking with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Welcome back to Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We're presented by the Rustic Renegade, 2842 Northeast of Angelin Thruway. If you need a grad present for that young man in your life, just head right to Karen Crow, the I-49 service road, just north of Troop I. On the right, if you're headed north, they've got everything that you could want for that young man. A keepsake, something for him to remember that special occasion. College, high school, doesn't matter. They've got them all at your unique men's boutique. So let's talk about Follow the Science and the science behind our weekly whiskey. This is an Elijah Craig small batch. Comes in at 94 proof from our weekly whiskey partner, New News Market. Four locations, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. This Elijah Craig small batch, you will find pretty much everywhere. Not hard to find, which is one of the problems that we typically run into with our weekly whiskey. Sometimes we get bottles that just, they're unicorns. They are what we call a Bigfoot bottle of bourbon. You know, you hear about it, you see fuzzy pictures, but you never actually see it in real life. Yeah, they're out there, they exist, but they're really hard to find. This Elijah Craig small batch, this one, all over the place. So before we jump into this, let's go ahead and introduce you to the crew here in the TSPL this week. In the chair of intoxication, he is kind of a doctor. He is Dr. Patrick Breezy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got back from my retreat with St. Pius, and I'm high on God right now, and you guys are about to ruin it with all this whiskey talk and politics. I don't know what
hey,
to do.
Look, no, you know what? You can still be high with God, high on God, and have these conversations because they all tie into one another.
As we all are.
That is the voice of Burley Short Poor Pellerin, who is sitting in the chair to my left. And of course, across the table, he is the man, the myth, the legend. He is the Rustic Renegade himself, Mr. Caleb Morse.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Está bien.
Ah, y tú. Muchas gracias. We are in this week's episode. We are talking about Follow the Science. We are also talking about our weekly whiskey. So let's talk about what we get in this weekly whiskey. And we're going to start with the one person who did not have a chance to introduce himself because I almost skipped over him, but I just can't do that to him. He is Sam Stokes in the corner. Sam, how are you? And what do you think of this Elijah Craig small batch Kentucky Straight bourbon whiskey coming in at 94 proof?
I'm struggling right now, man. Got a bit of a rash dealing with in the armpit area.
I'm glad you clarified that. Thank you. Because
it's stinging.
You need medical help because someone at the table is kind of a doctor.
I'll give you a quick hint. Antiperspirant is wrong. You need just deodorant. Get some natural stuff.
See, I haven't used deodorant I haven't used antiperspirant in a while.
That's what that smell was.
You have to rule. Okay.
Anyway, the whiskey.
Yeah. Sorry. Ignore the funk coming from the corner. Let's talk about the weekly whiskey.
So it was excited to try it because one of my friends came by the studio before the show and saw this on the shelf and said this was one of his favorites. So I was excited to try it to see, you know, where his whiskey knowledge stacked up.
Oh, because the whiskey snob in the corner is going to make sure. And do you know your stuff? Because I know mine.
I'm just happy to know he has friends besides us.
This is true.
I mean, technically, he's a client, so.
At least he owns it. So I appreciate that, Sam. Appreciate it.
Anyway, I'm enjoying this. I think it's got like a little bit of sweetness right up front with, I guess, the corn coming from that. We were kind of discussing whether it was like a cinnamon or a, I can't ever say the word, cardamom.
There we go. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Really nice flavor. A lot like last week where it's kind of right down Main Street, just like that classic whiskey flavor. Not a lot of complexities there. So I'm enjoying it right down Main Street.
Awesome. I like that. And I love the way Sam has kind of cornered that saying, either fastball right down the middle, right down Main Street. It's one of those ones that he says, this is just kind of right in that groove. So Patrick, Dr. Breezy.
Said my name right. Thank you.
There you go. What are your thoughts on this particular one? Because I know you like whiskey, but you don't maybe partake as often as maybe others.
My nose doesn't work as good as y'all's. I don't pick up all these different hints. The first thing I got was caramel. That was it. And I thought it burned a little bit. Like it was a little alcohol-y.
So the finish is not, to your point, well, I mean, it's 94 proof, right? Which is 47% alcohol by volume. So it's not lower, and it's also not super high proof. It's really not pushing you on the proof to bring out all those flavors. But to your point, you got one of the primary parts of the nose, right? One of the primary aromas is caramel. I absolutely get the sweetness of the corn, and that's what you get right there. I almost get a little bit of like creme brulee coating, right? A little burnt sugar, not just caramel, but burnt sugar.
It's incredible how detailed y'all get with this. I mean, it's incredible.
But well, here's the deal.
It's called BSing.
But there's some element of truth to it. Like, the more I smell it, I'm like, okay, you're right. A creme brulee. All right, I got you.
But it's burnt creme brulee, right? Burnt, not
yeah.
The crisp on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Caleb, what are you getting off of this one?
I mean, caramel hits you out the gate, right? I notice a little bit of floral. I would call it more of like a honey. But caramel's definitely present. The flavor profile of this one's, it's not as complex as I really enjoy. I would love to tell you that a higher alcohol content would probably bring out more flavor, but I really don't think it would help this one. It's pleasurable. You know, you get that cinnamon on the tail end of it. You get more of a burn than I would expect from alcohol with this proof, because I like that 100 plus. I think 110 proof is perfect.
Which would almost beg me the question, do you like this at 94 with a little bit of that edge on the back as opposed to maybe that smooth barley finish that you get with a lot of other whiskeys?
I think that if they would shift the profile and kind of put that edge in the middle to where it rolls better, this is like an incline, right?
You
reach the peak. It's not like a roll, not a hill that you're going to enjoy the ride on the back end down. It's like, oh, we made it to the top. Yay. You know, it just kind of finishes abruptly, in my opinion. But not bad.
All right. So to the man who is on my left, he is Burley Short Pour Pellerin. We are starting this one neat, by the way. We are not over our crystal clear 2-inch ice spheres here in the TSPL.
All having it neat, which is, we don't usually start that way. So this one's interesting. It's, I'm not overly impressed, to be honest with you. I agree. You mentioned something about creme brulee and the little burnt. I get a taste of burn, but not the burn that I usually like. I'd say something burnt. I was trying to figure out what it is.
Okay.
Something's burnt. Like sometimes when you burn the sugar just a little bit too much to caramelize it. I think maybe there might have just been that step there somewhere.
Like a marshmallow?
Kind of. It almost smells like a burnt marshmallow. The first thing and like you said, it's not as complex as we usually like. I think with this one, if there was a little bit more, this is not a high rye bourbon. I haven't read the label, but
you can tell by the flavor.
It's not
profile.
A high rye bourbon. So it's good like this. I don't think it will be near as good and not near last the ice sphere once we put it over ice. I think it's going to get weak real quick and disappoint a little bit after that.
So here's what I find really interesting about this one. To me, yes, everything we've covered at the table encompasses what this is. But to me, this is a bourbon's bourbon. When you think about a straight bourbon whiskey, it's not overly complex. No. It comes right at you. There's no effort to try and confuse you or show you complexity. This is forget the curveball, give him the heater. I'm just going to give you what a bourbon drinker expects. You get the caramel, you get the char, you get that toasted marshmallow, that burnt creme brulee top, right? That burnt sugar, a little of that. You get that cinnamon on the end with that little bit of rough edge to the back. For me, this one neat. I can absolutely drink this neat. I could absolutely put this. I think it'll go well on ice.
Obviously, I'm drinking it. I'm not going to throw this one out like I have before.
Yeah.
This is definitely something that you could serve to a bunch of people at the same time and not have many people be offended or, oh my God, I can't drink that.
And I'm going to kind of give myself away a bit here because this is my old fashioned making.
I was about to say that. I think
it would be this really is what I use when I make old fashions at home.
Do we have any Syrah here?
We do have some Syrah de Saison. And by the way, we are actually drinking out of Alex Saison. Thank you. Our Syrah de Saison Glencairn glasses, which is our neat whiskey glass here in the TSPL.
So I've still been trying to figure out that flavor, right? That charish. I started looking at the char profile. So they use a char 3, which means it's been charred for what's that? 45 seconds?
I believe so.
45 to 55 seconds. I think we're probably getting more of the barrel than we normally get. Just because of that little bit of burntness. That's an assumption at this point. But maybe in a char 2 where it's a little more mellow, that might bring out something more in this.
Well, to me, this is why, because we've had the Elijah Craig toasted barrel on this show. And that is maybe why, because it's finished there and it's not finished for too long. That is why you get that sweetness, that beautiful flavor, because the Elijah Craig toasted barrel, if you can get your hands on a bottle of that, you have a definite Bigfoot bourbon there. But this to me is kind of that classic, you want a bourbon, maybe something that will fit a lot of palates, right? Somebody who really appreciates bourbon is still going to like this. Somebody who's maybe just getting into this, they're going to like it too.
I this would be a good one, like you said, to have on the counter, pour neat, mix it with the water, put it on the ice, or let somebody make an old fashioned with it.
It wouldn't ruin an old fashioned.
It wouldn't ruin the whiskey.
Yeah, correct.
We, of course, know that we've had bourbons that you would absolutely just, no, don't mix it with it. Yeah. Don't pour it. I have some of those on my counter. And so this one, you're right. I think it's all around just a solid player.
All right. So let's go through the Morse Whiskey rating code. So for those who might be new to the show this week, red is I won't drink it even if it's free. Yellow is I will only drink it if it was free. Green is I will buy this. Blue is I will seek this out. Money, no object type bottle. So we're going to start with Sam in the corner. Sam, where do you rate this on the Morse Whiskey rating code?
I was along the same lines as Burley. I think this is a solid utility kind of everyday whiskey. I think this is a green.
Thanks for expounding on that. Yeah, appreciate it. Because you were like green and I kept waiting for more and you just kind of left us hanging. But that's, I'm sure people are used to from you. So Patrick, where do you rate this on the Morse Whiskey rating code?
Green. Absolutely.
Green. Okay. All right. Caleb?
I'm torn. Like, I don't give in between colors. So I'm battling in my own mind right now. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to follow along here. We're going to call green. I was torn between yellow and green. It's not bad. You know, I would spend money on this. Not my cup of tea, but
you would spend money on it to entertain.
And I think that a lot of people will really enjoy this one. A lot of people really enjoy the flavor profile out of it, and they'll enjoy the simplicity of it. It's a good drinker, mm-hmm. I'll ride green.
All right, so we need one more before we potentially get because we are what, 3 greens out of 5. So Burley, either you and I are going to be off the reservation on this one, or we're going to be right in line with everybody else.
No, I'd definitely say green on this one. And I would say this is something that you replace your Crown and your Jack Daniels on your bar. Get rid of that crap and put this on there. You'd be proud to serve it. Mm-hmm. People would enjoy it. They can do anything with it. You got your high ends. You got this. I think you'd be good to go.
All right. So now it is time to play What Would You Pay? We are not playing Price is Right rules, by the way, just for those who want to know.
Wait a minute. What was yours?
Oh, I'm a green. I'm a green, absolutely. I mean, matter of fact, it was so easy for me. I kind of gave it away when I said, this is what I keep on the bar so that when we're making old fashions, I absolutely roll with this. I can drink this, as you said, on the rocks. I can drink it neat. I can drink it, however, with a little bit of water. This is that, as Sam said, and I hate to give him credit because he's absolutely right. This is that utility bourbon. This serves all purposes on your bar. You can do anything with this and it is going to be pleasurable. It's going to be good liquid. So what would you pay? Again, we don't play prices right. We play closest to the hole. So whoever comes up with the closest price on what they would pay is the winner. But it's not what do you think this sells for, which is a whole nother question. It's considering the liquid in the bottle, what would you pay for this and think is a fair price? Burley, let's start with you since you pulled the microphone over first.
$40.
$40. Caleb Morse.
You're very close to my number. I think it's a 30. I would pay $35. I think it's right at $35. Because I was teeter tottering, you know, and I've been going higher lately. Well, I say lately, I've been trying to knock myself back down to reasonable numbers and not combine the ambiance with the liquor itself. So yeah, $35.
Okay. And that's really the hard part is. When you're thinking about the liquid that's in the bottle, you have to judge just the liquid, not the company you drink it with.
Well, and Sam told me anytime he comes to drink with me, it's I have to pay him $50 out the gate. So that adds 50 to almost everything I do.
There you go. There you go. All right, Sam.
You asked the man for a fill in the blank and he gave you an essay. I'm going to go
$24.99. Wow, Sam's cheap. Go figure. Dr. Breezy.
$1, Bob.
I said we're not playing Prices Right, so yeah, there you go.
That's like a third. It's got to be between $33 and $40.
No, you don't get to give a range.
There's no bracket. Yeah.
Okay. Because we've already claimed 35.
So I'm not going over 40.
You said 33. Go with 33.
You going with 33?
36.
36.
36.
You would pay 36.
There, you flopped. You flopped.
And the cheapskate in the room is the winner. This is a $26.99 bottle of whiskey if you buy it at New News Market in Youngsville, Scott, Maurice, or Milton. $26.99.
Oh, that's great to keep in the house. $26 bucks?
Yeah, you can't beat this.
You're right.
You
could have a connoisseur drink it and not be offended, and you could have someone that's a novice enjoy it.
It's better. It's even better now because if I'm saying I'm willing to pay $40 and I know I can get it for $26, all the more. I'm going to buy two.
If we didn't know the price beforehand, I still think we'd come out of green. I mean, but for the dollar amount, it's a phenomenal.
To me, it solidifies that green footing. And we hope that we have solidified implicit bias with you, your listenership, because we're going to be back right after this commercial. We're going to dive into the science on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Let us bust your nuts. We promise you'll be satisfied. At Hightorque, we have over 50 years of industrial and specialty bolting experience. With industry-leading technology, our expert team can help you with all of your industrial bolting applications. Hightorque provides 24/7 assistance to optimize safety, improve quality, and make scheduling easy. Find us at hightorque.com or call 225-663-0345. We have offices in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Bossier, and Lake Charles. Hightorque, busting nuts for over 50 years.
You deserve the healthiest and tastiest steaks available. You deserve Wagyu. Known for its unmatched flavor and marbling, Rosewood Farms raises Texas Wagyu and is only available at a few select locations in Acadiana. Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu has a buttery flavor and is remarkably tender. It is also high in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, which are known to fight heart disease, Alzheimer's, and arthritis. As for Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu at Shawbine's Market, Took's Meat Market, and Alexander's Market in Baton Rouge, tell them it's your implicit bias. Taste the Wagyu difference with Rosewood Farms Texas Wagyu.
Luxury Limo of Lafayette is now offering airport transportation in style. Get dropped and picked up in their luxurious sedan or their Mercedes-Benz Sprinter for up to 12 travelers. And that's not all. Luxury Limo of Lafayette has 12, 15, 18, 22, 24, 26, and 30 passenger party buses. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, 565-4385, or Luxury Luxury Limo of Lafayette.net. Treat yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Attention Acadiana, have you been to the Rustic Renegade? Acadiana's only true men's emporium. The Rustic Renegade has it all. Special items for that man cave, special coffee blends, unique gifts and grooming items. And best of all, Acadiana's only simulated range where you can shoot not only targets, but you can shoot scenarios. Why spend a fortune on ammunition? You can become better at what you like to do. At the Rustic Renegade, knives, guns, accessories, and the experts to handle it all. That's the Rustic Renegade, 2842 northeast of Angelin Thruway.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are delving into the science as we sample this week's weekly whiskey from New News Market, one of four locations, Youngsville Scott, Milton Maurice, our Elijah Craig small batch, a green on the Morse Whiskey rating code. Turns out it's only $26.99 a bottle, which, as everyone said here, that just completely changes the game when you think about the quality of what you get for the price. And now we have it in our beautiful Czechoslovakian crystal and our 2-inch single piece ice spheres. I'm curious as to thoughts now that this is on ice. Before I dive us into the science, that you might find one of the most entertaining pieces I've yet to see come out of scientific United States. So what do we think about this one on ice? Burley, we'll start with you.
I was pleasantly surprised right off the bat with the ice, because I thought it would be a little boring. It's very good. It won't last long.
The ice opens it up.
It absolutely opens it up a lot. I got a lot more off the nose right off the bat. You could smell a little bit more. You pick up the sweet a little bit for sure, but again, when you keep saying $26, it's like, okay, I'm going to have another one of these. Yeah, it's very good, and it goes down really easy.
Have another one, really, you lush.
Really, really easy over the ice. So you got to be careful with this one. I'll tell you all that.
No, absolutely. I agree with you, Burley. You know, we say that in jest. We do urge everyone drinks responsibly, as we will do here in the TSPL. By the way, if you are just catching part of this show and you tuned in late, find us wherever you subscribe to podcasts. If you subscribe to us before and you're not finding updates, go search Implicit Bias. Find just the microphone with the whiskey glass in the bottom. My name, Kevon Bordelon, underneath, and subscribe there. You'll get all the new episodes. You'll get all the back episodes when we had to make the switch, because we had to switch from one platform to another. That might explain why you're no longer getting your Implicit Bias. So go, please subscribe, find it. It helps us out. And anything we can do to help your Implicit Bias, we're going to do. The far side of the table. So Burley and I, we're in the minority here. We are minorities here on Implicit Bias, because we are the only two actually drinking this Elijah Craig over a large single ice sphere. Caleb, Patrick, Sam all went and got some Sirop de Saison out of the back here in the Top Secret podcast lair.
Well, yeah, but there's still Elijah Craig in there. So I have Elijah Craig and something else over my ice.
You do? How is it?
And Sweet Tarts.
The Sweet Tarts go well with it. This makes a phenomenal. We don't have zest in here. We don't have all the other stuff. But for a quick and easy, lazy old fashioned, phenomenal. Like, it mellows it out. It takes off that in flavor that we were getting, that cinnamon on the end of it, and kind of just makes it a nice leisurely stroll. I prefer it this way. I'm happy with it. I think I'm not alone, but I enjoy it.
Well, let's go to Patrick and then Sam in the corner.
This may take the place of my Basil Hayden old fashions. I mean, this is for $26. This is delicious.
Yeah, it's absolutely outstanding. And look, Basil Hayden's quality product. But this one, I find you get that more bold, I hate to create this word, more bourbon-y flavor with Elijah Craig.
I didn't put quite as much syrup in it as the Rustic Renegade due to the incidence of cavities and syrup, you know.
And I have to watch out. And diabetic coma right off the bat, yeah.
I split mine with Sam, and then I'm already dry, so.
And the sweet, what are those, sweet tarts?
No, those are Smarties.
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 The boy's eating Smarties. I thought he was going to drop them in there to add flavor in the old fashioned.
Look, when
I needed something.
He broke out candy.
When you hear someone in the back yell, clear, it's to try and get Caleb out of the diabetic coma that the Rustic Renegade has induced with his Sirop de Saison on top of the Smarties. All right.
It wasn't a little bit of syrup.
It was.
He poured half of syrup, then Elijah Craig, then bust out the Smarties.
It was like a full.
This is delicious.
It was like a full 2 ounces of Sirop de Saison.
An old fashioned, old fashioned sweet tea in South Louisiana. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was the whole thing was syrup.
You need to come in for some eggs.
Sam in the corner, your thoughts on this one and how this fits over ice with all that Sirop de Saison.
Yeah, I got the other half of Caleb's mixture there, and it is very nice. It is very nice. Very sweet, very nice.
This to me, and like I said, this is why this is my old-fashioned bourbon. This is why I use this to make old-fashions in the house. And look, it's down to a science the way that I make them. I know exactly the measurements that I put, the ratios that I need of bitters to Sirop, to bourbon, to... expressing peel over it, the whole nine yards.
I realized something whenever I went get the Sirop. Sam doesn't have a jigger. He doesn't have anything back there. So I think that...
he is bar deficient.
Maybe for Christmas. Or is there... Do you have a birthday coming up? You'd be 22 soon?
You know, I do have a birthday, believe it or not.
Well, let's see. Maybe for his birthday, we'll do that.
Dude, you're going to be old enough to drive?
One of these days.
That could be a new item you put on the shelf. A little kit with the...
there you go.
A little set with a stirrer. It's really,
a little bar set. There you go.
It's really nice that Caleb would think of himself on my birthday.
I'll take a little cut off of that. I think that would sell good.
So here we go.
Sell well.
Let's delve into the science. So first of all, Burley, thank you for getting the English right. Not sell good, sell well. Appreciate that. yes, he did. The science. Believe the science. So, Eddie Murphy, in one of his stand-ups, and I can't remember if it was Delirious or Raw, but one of the things he said was, if we're going to believe one thing, you got to believe them all. So if we're going to believe the science, we got to believe it all, right? Because who's to say that your science is better than my science or my science is better than your science? What we have to do is balance them out and figure out what's the junk science and what's not. And unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is you get science on both sides of an issue. But this week on Implicit Bias, something came to the show that was absolutely surprising, hysterical, shocking, amusing, all at once.
Damn.
So I'm going to no, it was not Sam, by the way. Thank you, though. So from... OpenICPSR.org, which publishes medical studies, scientific studies. This, and let me go ahead and give you the summary before I give you the headline, because I think the summary maybe puts it in better light. The principal investigators, Paul Zak, Claremont Graduate University. So that's where the study comes out of, Claremont Graduate University. Summary. We tested the fixity of political preferences of 136 healthy males during the 2011 U.S. presidential election by administering synthetic testosterone or placebo to participants who had identified the strength of their political affiliation. Before the testosterone treatment, we found that weakly affiliated Democrats had 19% higher basal testosterone than those who identified strongly with the party. When weakly affiliated Democrats received additional testosterone, the strength of their party fell by 12%. And they reported 45% warmer feeling toward Republican candidates for president. Our results demonstrate that testosterone induces a red shift among weakly affiliated Democrats. The effect was associated with improved mood. No effects were found of testosterone administration for strongly affiliated Democrats or strong or weak Republicans. Our findings provide evidence that neuroactive hormones affect political preference. The headline here is testosterone administration induces a red shift in Democrats.
Is that Babylon B?
No, that is not Babylon B.
That's baloney.
No, it's not. It is actually out of Claremont University. And you're going to have a hard time getting my phone unlocked.
Is that a legitimate university?
Okay, yes.
I could pick apart
any
study.
I think what it shows is that testosterone just reaffirms what you were already leaning toward. It helps you get
well,
off
it actually
the,
it actually pulls weakly well, no, affiliated Democrats.
Because they were weakly affiliated.
Correct.
Right? So it took them off the fence and put them on the other side.
Are we really talking about this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are.
136 males.
How important is testosterone to you?
Sample size of 136 people with no mention of age or time of day.
Well, if they need more testosterone and they're already leaning to the left.
Are we going to look at it like it's scientific?
This is why, because this, unfortunately, is where the science has landed.
Oh, Lord.
How many people would read this and not say, let's dig in? How many people would read this and go, oh, science is settled?
I mean, at what age as a male do you need synthetic testosterone?
Depends. And also,
if you're wearing Depends, yes, you need
testosterone. Touche.
Oh. And therein lies some of the better part of this. We might go a little long in this segment, Sam, just because this is good conversation, and we've just gotten into it a little bit.
We're talking synthetic testosterone. He's talking about going longer. Look at that. Boom. What age are you?
Trying to extend this segment.
So here's the crazy part, right? In how many discussions that you've had in your life has somebody quoted science and never asked the questions that Dr. Breezy just asked? And I made sure I got your name right just because you asked the question.
Thank you.
Well, and thank you.
And then when all that stuff happened with COVID, I mean, I literally would sit there and look at studies and I would read sample size. And then at the bottom, you would see conflicts of interest, who funded the studies. So I literally thought you were talking about a Babylon Bee story. I could pick that apart. That summary, I could pick that apart all day.
Okay. So it's
but it
summary.
Is good for conversation.
It's a very lengthy, long drawn out article, right? When you read the entire study results.
Give me the results.
It's
or not
right
the,
there.
Not the results.
It's there.
That's the summary.
No, if you keep reading down through it, which
give me the discussion and how they actually performed the study.
So therein lies some of the questions that we have, right? Why is the science done the way it was? How was it done? How was it set up? Because unfortunately, what we have today with a lot of so-called science.
It's political science. Follow the political science. It's not science right now.
Preach. Right. Keep going. Because that's where we are. I mean, whether we're talking about the fact that, there's an uptick in cases in New Orleans. We have 115 people who have been unfortunately hospitalized and they are listed as COVID patients. Now, that doesn't mean that COVID is what hospitalized them in Louisiana.
Scientists and people like Fauci used to be nameless, faceless scientists that could not care less about political affiliation until now. What we have right now, they have politicized science. End of story.
And therein lies the point. And the second you politicize science, none of it's good. To take the quote from one of my favorite animated movies, The Incredibles. Once everybody's special, no one is. Once all science has been politicized, or some science, all of it has.
Well, and hasn't science been politicized for generations?
What do you mean?
A lot of the facts that we look at and assume are facts, a lot of it has been brought on by politics or by one side trying to, when I say one side, we're talking either or, right? Leverage facts upon their beliefs.
Yes, but like, give me an example.
Oh, now you make me
think. I know.
No, yeah. Well, you can say the moon landing. You can say climate change. You can use
climate change. To me, has been the big one.
Well,
because that's been going on. That's been going on for decades.
Climate change is more political than it is science.
And let's do this because we are up against a break. And we're going to wrap this up. We're going to be right back when we come back on Implicit Bias.
Anderson Pest Control is your one-stop shop for residential, commercial, and termite control. We're a Louisiana company with Louisiana hospitality that has the knowledge and expertise to handle all your pest control needs. Anderson Pest Control, we wouldn't put technicians in your house that we wouldn't put in ours.
Way down here in the Bayou State, critters come in every single size and shape. Pick up the phone, don't hesitate, call Anderson Pest Control today.
This is Louis Pizzolatto, the owner of Coin and Treasure. We're your local source for rare coins, bullion, silver, and gold. In these unprecedented and uncertain times of government overreaching and economic instability, the security of having gold and silver is the perfect way to diversify your portfolio. Both gold and silver have been the tangible assets since the beginning of recorded times. Visit us today at Coin and Treasure. We are local, experienced, and still American-owned and American-proud. For 43 years, it's Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress.
You deserve the healthiest and tastiest steaks available. You deserve Wagyu. Known for its unmatched flavor and marbling, Rosewood Farms raises Texas Wagyu and is only available at a few select locations in Acadiana. Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu has a buttery flavor and is remarkably tender. It is also high in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, which are known to fight heart disease, Alzheimer's, and arthritis. Ask for Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu at Shop Heinz Market, Took's Meat Market, and Alexander's Market in Baton Rouge. Tell them it's your implicit bias. Taste the Wagyu difference with Rosewood Farms Texas Wagyu.
Let us bust your nuts. We promise you'll be satisfied. At Hightorque, we have over 50 years of industrial and specialty bolting experience. With industry-leading technology, our expert team can help you with all of your industrial bolting applications. Hightorque provides 24/7 assistance to optimize safety, improve quality, and make scheduling easy. Find us at hightorque.com or call 225-663-0345. We have offices in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Bossier, and Lake Charles. Hightorque, busted nuts for over 50 years.
Luxury Limo of Lafayette is now offering airport transportation in style. Get dropped and picked up in their luxurious sedan or their Mercedes-Benz Sprinter for up to 12 travelers. And that's not all. Luxury Limo of Lafayette has 12, 15, 18, 22, 24, 26, and 30 passenger party buses. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Treat yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Chair of Intoxication doing work here in the TSBL. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. This is this week's episode of Implicit Bias. We are sampling our weekly whiskey, and that is Elijah Craig's Small Batch, coming in at 94 proof. The crew here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, sampling with Sirop de Saison, making what we would call a poor man's old fashioned, as well as over single ice spheres. It is going well. We are in the discussion of science. Follow the science. But where we went towards the end of the last segment was that the science maybe isn't all about science anymore. Kind of a Dr. Patrick Breese was filling us in as we talked about the study that he initially looked at and said, no way, that's the Babylon Bee. To which I responded, yes way. That study actually comes out of Claremont Graduate University.
What state is that in?
Oh, now you're going to make me think.
Exactly. You can make some. You can make anything.
It is.
I'm going to say Ohio. I don't know where it is.
Caleb, I have no. I've got a 1 in 50 chance.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, sample size, Claremont methods, like methods, all that matters. All that matters.
Yeah, but, so 130 people, right?
136.
136 people.
Men.
Men.
Men
only.
What age range, yeah. Please. Please, were they 8 years old? Were they 82 years old? Well, what time of day was it?
I don't think a doctor worth his salt or their salt is going to give an 8 year old synthetic. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's probably 24 to 60, mm-hmm. which is a wide range.
Hey, look, that doctor could be looking for people like Vera DeMilo. Mm. For those who remember Vera DeMilo, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, so Burley, you have found Claremont. Where is Claremont?
I did.
Well, let's pull the microphone over to him.
It says five universities, comprised of five universities, 9,000 students. Claremont is a suburban city 30 miles east of downtown Los Angeles.
So California.
Oh, that's even better.
That's even better.
$100, that's an online university.
It might. Okay. So, but herein lies the point.
And the testosterone to your house.
I think we've gotten underneath this. Burley, you want to chime some in before?
2,000 acre Claremont Hills Wilderness Park surrounds the university.
So this sounds like a real university. I mean, it's got a campus, but here's the point.
It does have a campus.
And Patrick, this is what I think we need to discuss, which is this. Okay. It used to be that science was science. And scientists stayed in the background.
Well, they didn't care about your feelings. It was just
correct. It was the just facts. The facts were the facts.
We had a bell button right there. That's like a good ding, 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 ding.
It didn't. It didn't care about your feelings. Right. They were nameless, faceless scientists that cared about research and hypotheses and proving themselves wrong. That was the entire point of the scientific method: is to create a hypothesis and then prove that you're wrong. Go out of your way to make sure that you're wrong. In which case, if the dust settles and you're not wrong, then that is a legitimate result.
But it seems like we've gone the exact opposite of that. Like, we start with a result, which is what you said, and then we try and prove said result. I mean,
which is why the narrative, if you look back and you found that the narrative continued to change constantly, you remember how it was, you could get a vaccine and you wouldn't spread it, or it protected so-and-so.
The goalpost kept moving, right? It was get the vaccine and you'll be at 95% efficacy. Then it's, well, now it's not going to stop you from getting it, but it makes it better for you if you do.
That's what happens when you're trying to alter science.
They constantly move the goalpost. But in any study, it's very hard not to have that your own bias take over, right? Even when writing a paper, when you write an argumentative paper, to be center of the line, whatever you look for, you're going to find.
The first thing I look at when I read studies is almost who funded it, sample size. And people get hung up on, was it double-blind placebo-controlled study? It's like, no, you got to look at it something different than that.
Here's something cool about this study, right? So they did another study in 2018, same college, Claremont University, the influence of testosterone on men's honesty. 2009, testosterone decreases generosity. They did a study on that. So it looks like, from what I'm reading here, it's every 3 years.
That's correlation. That's not.
Well, no,
that's not,
you're right.
Like you could say this person had high growth hormone and he was more honest with.
Let's pull back for a second and let's go where Caleb was going with this, which is, if I told you, Caleb, the testosterone created a red shift in men.
I just like the headline. That's a wonderful.
But hold on. But if I told you that testosterone created a red shift, number one, and number two, it forced a decrease in generosity. Would you be shocked at that? Is that something that surprises the heck out of you? Or do you go, yeah, men that unfortunately sometimes go with too much testosterone lose that generosity, right? And tend to be a little more.
I would say, like, it would surprise me because the group that I associate with tend to have a higher testosterone level than most and tend to be more honest and more generous and more forthcoming than the majority.
Okay.
So I would say, well, that I find that very odd because a lot of it depends on your baseline as well. I had a testosterone test done recently. Doctor came back and said,
"You're amazing."
Yeah, he's like,
"Oh my god!"
He was like, "Your levels they're high
for a man." Are you from Claremont?
He's like, "For a man half your age,
were you in a study getting synthetic testosterone?" Yeah.
He's like, "For a man half your age, you have really good levels." And I was like, "Well, doc, look,
it's the beer.
I don't." Like for me, like I just don't feel like me all the time. I'm curious. So we started looking at studies, not studies, but looking at my stats and where my normal levels were. So like normal for me
was what
is very high for a majority of people, right? So when you look at this, even giving synthetic testosterone and so forth, depending on the age of the individual, depending on what their normal levels were, if they went above their normal or back to normal, all that would change it. Because let's say they were below their average. And taking this testosterone brought them back to normal and then maybe pivoted them to a point where they felt more in line with their beliefs.
So to your point, and I'm going to try and put this in simple terms that somebody like me with an IQ just slightly above 40 can understand. When we are being men, right, we have the ability to shoulder the load. We are willing to take on those challenges head first. Honest conversation, open giving of ourselves, doing all the things that what we here on Implicit Bias believe a man should do, right? you sacrifice for your family, right? It's the servant leader model. Leaders eat last. It's those things that we do that the testosterone maybe says, this is what you do. This is how you do it. And the testosterone maybe gives you the ability to do it. So it's not a shocker to you. As you nod your head over there. Burley, you pulled the mic. You had a thought on this?
No, I thought you were going to mean that. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to take it from him.
Well, no, so go, like, Mr. Super High Testosterone.
What?
You know, and your testosterone's high.
Your levels.
And you sell guns. Yeah,
well. And what you do determine, like, your testosterone levels are affected by what you do, how much time you spend outdoors, how much physical exercise you do, everything else, right?
Diet, so, exercise,
yeah, lifestyle. All that comes into play. Absolutely. So, like, my levels were, my last ones were 696, which
for your age,
for my age, is pretty damn high.
What time of day, too? That's very high. A thousand is very high. 700, if you're walking around at 700, that's a lot.
So, you know, like, and then
you were hungover that day too.
No,
that was a bad day for you. Yeah, no coffee that morning. But so, you know, your norm is your norm, right? So what's normal for me may not be normal for anyone else at the table.
Correct.
So I would be curious, like, with these studies to see what that person's norm was beforehand.
Are we and really where discussing went. This as, like, a legitimate study? I can't.
So look, that. Here's the deal.
Legitimate, illegitimate.
The,
it happened.
The entire point is this, and this is where we're going to leave the first hour. There's kind of a study out there to prove whatever you want to prove. The science became politicized. The science became politicized. Every side has the science that proves what they want to prove. So when someone tries to shame you into saying, believe the science, don't. Believe the truth and believe your implicit bias, which we're going to bring back to you in hour two when we come back right after this break. This is your implicit bias.
You deserve the healthiest and tastiest steaks available. You deserve Wagyu. Known for its unmatched flavor and marbling, Rosewood Farms raises Texas Wagyu and is only available at a few select locations in Acadiana. Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu has a buttery flavor and is remarkably tender. It is also high in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, which are known to fight heart disease, Alzheimer's, and arthritis. Ask for Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu at Shopheim's Market, Took's Meat Market, and Alexander's Market in Baton Rouge. Tell them it's your implicit bias. Taste the Wagyu difference with Rosewood Farms Texas Wagyu.
Let us bust your nuts. We promise you'll be satisfied. At Hightorque, we have over 50 years of industrial and specialty bolting experience. With industry-leading technology, our expert team can help you with all of your industrial bolting applications. Hightorque provides 24/7 assistance to optimize safety, improve quality, and make scheduling easy. Find us at hightorque.com or call 225-663-0345. We have offices in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Bossier, and Lake Charles. Hightorque, busted nuts for over 50 years.
This is Louis Pizzolatto, the owner of Coin and Treasure. We're your local source for rare coins, bullion, silver, and gold. In these unprecedented and uncertain times of government overreaching and economic instability, the security of having gold and silver is the perfect way to diversify your portfolio. Both gold and silver have been the tangible assets since the beginning of recorded times. Visit us today at Coin and Treasure. We are local, experienced, and still American-owned and American-proud. For 43 years, it's Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress.
Attention Acadiana, have you been to the Rustic Renegade? Acadiana's only true men's emporium. The Rustic Renegade has it all. Special items for that man cave, special coffee blends, unique gifts and grooming items. And best of all, Acadiana's only simulated range where you can shoot not only targets, but you can shoot scenarios. Why spend a fortune on ammunition? You can become better at what you like to do. At the Rustic Renegade, knives, guns, accessories, and the experts to handle it all. That's the Rustic Renegade, 2842 northeast of Angelin Thruway.
Luxury Limo of Lafayette is now offering airport transportation in style. Get dropped and picked up in their luxurious sedan or their Mercedes-Benz Sprinter for up to 12 travelers. And that's not all. Luxury Limo of Lafayette has 12, 15, 18, 22, 24, 26, and 30 passenger party buses. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Treat yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now.
Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs, and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicole Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
I'm Teddy Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
Hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We're presented by the Rustic Renegade, but hour two is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Swing by, find Renee, Acadiana's only certified master tobacconist. Tell him what weekly whiskey you're having, and Renee will have exactly the cigar you are looking for. He might also have the pipe tobacco, if that's what you're looking for. He's going to have whatever it is, because he is officially one of 15 certified tobacconists in the world, certified, but he is the only certified wizard of tobacco, as we have named him here on Implicit Bias. Burley?
Since he's not here to plug his place, I'm going to plug his place. The last live show we did at his place, I'm not a cigar smoker. We were drinking either the Matty Gladden or...
So last live
Smoke
show,
Wagon. I think it was Smoke Wagon. No, not the last
we
live
actually,
show.
We had multiples. And we had a bottle of Stag Junior. Good stuff.
Stag Junior. That day we were sitting on the porch. I'm not a cigar smoker. And he went and said, hang on. And he went and got some and came out. And I didn't start smoking cigars, but I did smoke a cigar that day. And it went with that whiskey. And it was phenomenal.
So he knows
a little bit about whiskey. He knows a lot about cigars. If you guys want to do that, you need to go visit him at Piper's Haven.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're talking about science this week. Follow the science. We just had the conversation about how science has basically become so politicized that there is science to prove pretty much anything you seek to prove. But here's an interesting conversation. Is that fruit gummies that Sam is having with his weekly whiskey? Are you kidding me?
Mott's.
Are you seven Mott's. And a half years old?
Mott's.
Are you seven?
It's snack time in kindergarten, okay?
Can I have my fruit snacks, Mama?
Don't know how Caleb can turn on me like this.
That being said, those are delicious.
I'm always fascinated.
When I walked up here earlier, I was looking at when I found the sweet tarts. I was like, man, where are the fruit snacks?
See, we were out of fruit snacks. We had some in the back, so I went put some more out because I know Caleb loves fruit snacks. I'm going to give some to Dr. Patrick right now.
Is there a juice box I can get you, Sam?
It's so much healthier.
Is there a juice box I can get you? Really? Seriously?
I'm pretty sure it's great for your teeth, too.
As kind of a Dr. Patrick Breese goes into that.
Terrible.
So the
I'm just fascinated by adults that like candy.
So the science that we have gone into, we've recognized it's politicized. It is essentially take a result and reverse engineer the proof to the result to kind of claim what you want. But this is really interesting. This actually hit the day that we decided to record this week's episode of Implicit Bias, which, by the way, if you missed the first hour, please go find us on Apple Podcast, Google, Spotify, wherever you procure podcasts, find Implicit Bias, the one with the only the microphone with the whiskey glass in the bottom. My name, Kevon Bordelon, underneath. Subscribe. It really helps the show more than you could ever imagine. By the way, we did actually reach a milestone this week, and I'm going to go down this rabbit hole for a second and pull us out. 2,000 downloads of the podcast. 2,000 total downloads of the podcast hit this week. That is all episodes, to be clear. I'm not trying to say we got 2,000 downloads of one episode, but the entire podcast, everything we have put, and this does not include, the first year, Sam?
Yeah, this is probably not even a year old.
2,000 total downloads. So we're thrilled to be there. Thank you for your subscription to Implicit Bias. Like I said, it helps you more than you know. This article actually comes out, and it's really incredibly interesting because, you know, the shift in science, as we said, has been significantly political. Well, the Federalist Com. Drop this today. The headline is a little deceiving. So I'm going to give you the truth behind the headline. The headline says the scientific establishment is finally starting to take intelligent design seriously. If you read the article, it actually says intelligent design was never mentioned. But the gist behind the story is this, is that there was a convention of evolutionists in Israel in the last week, week and a half. That previously, if someone had espoused of intelligent design at their conference, they would be shunned, they would be exiled, they would be hashtag canceled. But at this particular one this year, scientists are starting to let people in who have been proponents of intelligent design. Because scientists have started to say, you know, and this is a synopsis of the quotes here, that there are limitations to the evolutionary process. And that's actually a quote. Rice University chemist James Tout, who considers himself agnostic toward intelligent design, argued that Origin of Life researchers have deceived the public into believing that we are close to understanding how life formed when we are not. In other words, the scientists don't know squat. They know nothing. What they know is this. As stated on the conference webpage, the main goal of this unique, interdisciplinary, international conference is to bring together scientists and scholars who hold a range of views on the potential and possible limitations of chemical and biological processes in evolution. In other words, they don't know. They don't begin to know. They know they don't know. And ultimately, life had to start somewhere. And they're maybe acknowledging that, sure, there might have been a big bang, but what created the big bang? And if you keep asking that question, what, how, why, enough, you eventually get to a point where, you know what, maybe there is a creator. Maybe there is a higher power that, for lack of a better term, gave birth to life and design and intentionality. Respect to the scientists who are willing to step back and to go back to where Patrick said, which is science is about proving yourself wrong. That's the whole point. These scientists are now acknowledging, you know what? We might not have been right on this for the last, dear Lord, when did Darwin come up with the theory of evolution?
It's called a moment of clarity.
Okay, tell me more about that, Patrick.
What do you mean?
A moment of clarity for these scientists.
Where was this convention held?
Israel.
Excuse me.
Yeah, don't drink your water, even though you are in the chair of intoxication.
No, he's trying to use that to think for a moment. But even then, so when you look at big E evolution, right? So yeah, big E and small E evolution. Big E, we evolved from something. Small E evolution, we evolve. We learn how to use tools, adapt, and overcome. Big E evolution says when there is an evolutionary gap or a niche that needs to be filled, that item or that molecular being evolves to fill that niche and not only adapts, but changes on a cellular level to that. Now, what we've realized is that the building block of everything, the atomic level, the cellular level of everything, shares many common grounds. If you were an architect, or if you were an engineer and you were going to design something, and one thing that you designed worked really, really well.
If you're designing a house, what do you put at the bottom?
Wouldn't you continue that foundation somewhere else?
So wait a minute. Every home that we put up in the United States today starts with what? And some of them may be piers. Mm-hmm. Some of them may be full slab. But they all have what?
They all share that foundation.
They all have a foundation. And when a foundation is shared, yet then diverges, maybe that's intentional?
Or intelligent design.
Adaptability.
Mm-hmm. So as Burley just said, adaptability. So let's talk about intelligent design. And Caleb, this is where we're going to maybe start to get deep right away. Because you mentioned something a couple of weeks ago on the show, and we didn't really get to pull it forth, which is patterns have the ability to show forth not only in human behavior, but also in human design. And what we are seeing is maybe generational patterns. So tell us about the generational patterns that you brought up in a break that I said, oh, we have to talk more about this, because the reality is where we are in life. A minute, Sam. Oh, no, we are just getting started. We are just getting, you know what? We'll hold this till after the break.
Yeah, we'll have to.
We will hold this till after the break. We will come back with more of your implicit bias. We're going to talk about patterns, intelligent design, generational design, and what you like because you like it. We're going to talk and drink, drink and talk when we come back on Implicit Bias.
Don't be afraid of your dentist. State-of-the-art, comfortable, and affordable dental care is just minutes away. Dr. Patrick Breese practices sedation dentistry while providing services including dental implants and cosmetic makeovers. His brand new office in Rain houses the latest in dental technology, so you can have the most pleasant dental experience while receiving the best results. Visit his website at raindentist.com. That's RAYNEDENTIST.com.
Ladies, we know that man in your life is hard to shop for. That's why you need to go to the Rustic Renegade, Acadiana's only true men's emporium. They have unique gifts for the man in your life, including grooming essentials, special coffees, clothing, items perfect for his man cave, and yes, knives, guns, and accessories. So come on by the Rustic Renegade at 2842 Northeast Evangeline Thruway, just north of Pointe de Mouton, or visit them online at therusticrenegade.com. That's therusticrenegade.com for the man in your life.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash. Keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Welcome back to Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We're presented by the Rustic Renegade, but hour two is brought to you by Piper's Haven. 3916 West Congress. Go by, see Rene Girard. Ask him what cigar goes with your weekly whiskey. He will absolutely be able to pair you up with a Stogie of the Week and take care of you. Trust me, well worth the drive down Congress. We are talking about trust the science. Intelligent design. Repetition indicating intentionality. And now Caleb brought this theory to us a few weeks ago. And it is so incredibly fascinating because I'm a firm believer that those who do not study history are doomed to repeat it. And sometimes those who do study history are forced to repeat it.
I think that's the majority of it, is history repeats itself constantly. You know, we found that math is a series of patterns, right? When you look at Tibet, a lot of the monks over there have realized that sound makes certain patterns. They try to recall those patterns, and that's where they get paintings from and so forth. I like math because it is tangible facts. So there's a book I've been reading called The Fourth Turning. It talks about these four generational archetypes and the timelines that they, not empower, but the timelines that they
follow,
right? So what we found is average is 51 years per generation. You have the hero, the artist, the prophet, and the nomad. And each one builds upon the other. The hero generation, they bring on change. They bring on good times, which brings on the artist. So those artists come in and they relax and they enjoy and they strive and go down rabbit holes after things that bring them joy. And then from there, the prophets come out and say, well, we've done this in the past, which is going to cause this to happen, which brings on the nomads. And the nomads look and search until something happens and forces the nomadic time back to the hero time.
So is this an extension of the Roman theory of, what is it? Tough men bring about good times.
Very much so.
Good times bring about soft men. Soft men bring about tough times. Tough times bring about tough men.
And this is one that brings it down, it breaks it down mathematically, which is what I really enjoy. I like studying this and learning more about it. I have not enjoyed what I've found.
well, there's...
Because it brings upon things like we talked about earlier, the year 2025. And this brings upon a time. It says that in the year 2025, something's going to happen that's going to change the face of our earth. And I was like, yeah, like what? Like, let's look into that. And the last time we had a big generational change was World War II.
Geopolitical upheaval.
Right. And World War II was not a time when we went from nomadic to hero. We went from hero to artist. And we've gone from artist to nomad, and the next change is back to hero, which brings upon global change.
Which, if you think about the greatest generation, was a generation of Americans who sacrificed life, limb, mental health.
You had a generation
for those who were going to come after them.
On both fronts. So you had the soldiers.
Correct.
Obviously. But then you had the technical side. Because the Industrial Revolution was spawned right there.
Before that, yeah.
Because now you had to shift about what you were doing, and you had to focus on what you were making, how you were making, how to do it faster, better, stronger.
So what's really interesting is that what's interesting to me, and follow me through this, what was the generation before the hero, Caleb?
Before hero would be nomad.
So you had the nomad. Prior to that, you had the artist?
The artist.
So you have the artist, who are people like Ford, Henry Ford, who creates the production line, who then finds the nomad, which all of a sudden is the Great Depression. Exactly. And then you have the greatest generation, which is the hero, right? To form through those. Look at where we are. We have a tech bubble that progresses. We are now in the throes of a recession, arguably, that is of immense proportions. I mean, baby formula is hard to find. By the way, I did that. If you voted for it, you own it. And now we are looking at the potential of needing, absolutely desiring and having to have a hero generation.
Well, it's we have people now who don't understand the foundation that we're built upon. You have people who don't understand the way that our society not evolves, but revolves around itself. And the next cataclysmic thing that will happen will bring us to our knees. Now, what does that mean? It means that as a world power, which the United States is a world power, regardless of what you think, we are a world power.
We absolutely are.
If we crumble, someone else is going to crumble. Because if it's big enough to knock us to our knees, someone else is knocking to their knees.
Wait a minute. You mean if we can't send $40 billion that we have to borrow from China to Ukraine, somebody might fall?
Hey. Look at that.
No, wait. Dude, this is where I think, is this art predicting life or life reflecting art? I mean, I can't put this one together.
From a day-to-day standpoint, the concern here is the convenience of what our society is getting accustomed to right now is making us, it's like, okay, well, wait, I can't get it today, so I'll wait until tomorrow. But then tomorrow turns around and then it's later and later. And because we don't know how to go procure things anymore. We don't manufacture. One of my biggest concerns and biggest issues about our area here in Louisiana is that we do not produce anything. We're big on service. We provide a lot of services, but we do not produce anything. And we will be the first to go, unfortunately, because we're not in demand.
So I might argue with you a little there because we produce a lot. We just don't keep it here.
We produce car washers.
A lot of agriculture.
Yeah, we do.
Easy breezy.
He's a car wash guy, right?
Easy breezy.
But he was a car wash guy before all the other car washes started getting here.
My point is, I think this generation, when we talk about generation, they are waiting. They're sitting here and waiting. Oh, okay, waiter's going to be here in a little bit. I know I do that all the time.
I love it.
Our listeners know that by now. I'm gonna. So when you sit there and you think about when you're going to get something because it's coming to you, that's a significant disadvantage over where the generations were before. Because they said we're not gonna wait.
We're gonna go do it.
Yep. And we're gonna go get it.
Well, and you look at where we are now, right? People are used to that instant gratification.
Yes.
They want everything right here, right now. They don't realize the work that goes into it. We export more stuff. So the Mississippi River brings in, that's what, 75% of all product comes in the United States from the Mississippi?
It's probably not that high anymore because California has brought in so much from China.
Let's call it 50. 50, okay. Right? And out of that 50% that comes in here, not even 5% stays here, right?
Correct.
So we push it out. Well, then when you look at the groceries and everything else, look at how we've gone now. Now there's a grocery shortage. How many of these large food distributorships have burnt down recently?
There has been a lot.
16.
Sixteen food production facilities have had a significant fire, and a couple of them have been plane crashes.
So
either into or right at the food production facility.
Before that happened, did you realize what came on? An heirloom seed shortage.
Yes, seed shortages.
Now, the only seeds you can get, they bring off produce GMOs that you cannot reproduce.
So that begs the question.
With the Terminator gene?
That begs the question. And I kind of hate to go here before we really start digging into maybe kind of how we figure this out. But that begs the question. Are we in a war that we don't know about?
I mean, you're in a war with existence.
Every single day.
Every single day, right?
Every single day, as my brother Craig Bordelon once said, never trust another man to keep your belly full. It's a very base thought process. It is also very true.
There's a reason why the stewardess tells you to put your mask on first.
Correct. That is an entire theory that I actually read this week, which is if you can't maintain yourself, you can't help somebody else first.
If not,
both of you will die.
I think it's so ironic every time I hear that because there are people who are waiting
for someone to put the mask on for them.
And it blows my mind in today's society and in the generation that is coming up. It blows my mind. And I think that every time I'm on a plane. And they say that. And I'm thinking these people have no idea.
So this is serendipity that I actually saw what they call the airplane mask theory, which is, to your point, there are so many people who are waiting for someone else to put their mask on when the reality is, and there are a lot of people in that reality that say, I want to help that person first because I'm able. No.
No.
The military trains you self-aid, then buddy aid, right? Because if you're not alive to help them, there's no one alive to help them, right? So self-aid, then buddy aid. But you look at where we are now. I was a grown man before I knew how to clean my own animal, before I knew how to butcher my own deer.
You and me both.
You know? And when we look at society, how many people, men or women alike, know how to butcher their own animals now? We used to go into the store and pick it up. You know, I want a T-bone? You find it on aisle 7. Not... You find it on the hip and you go from there.
Look, to your point, We've said on this show, and you and I have had this conversation, firm belief, you may not have to be good at it, but every man should know how to get the skin off your own animal, how to get the guts out, and where the prime cuts are, and how to pull them off the skeleton. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about the respect of life, of understanding the life that you take to sustain your own. And on top of that, what it takes to keep the others that are dependent upon you going and sustainable. We have forgotten that.
Sustainability. That has to be the basis of where we're moving. I mean, honestly, to that end. And I gave myself a perfect example because I go fishing with a buddy of mine. We just went fishing. He's cleaning all the fish. And I said, hey, hang on. I want to learn how to do what you're doing right there. He's cleaning trout. He's filleting trout like nobody's business. Troy Tron, huh? I'll give you a free shout out.
There you go.
Troy's filleting fish like nobody's business. I said, hey, dude, hold on. Teach me that. I attempted it. I butchered a few, but I got it. But that's the thing. We have to be willing to learn. I don't know if this upcoming society is willing to learn.
I don't know if we're all willing to learn. What I do know is that we have more implicit bias coming your way. The Sam Stokes segment of implicit bias for this week's episode when we come back on News Talk 96.5 KPEL. This is your implicit bias.
Attention Acadiana, have you been to the Rustic Renegade? Acadiana's only true men's emporium. The Rustic Renegade has it all. Special items for that man cave, special coffee blends, unique gifts and grooming items, and best of all, Acadiana's only simulated range where you can shoot not only targets, but you can shoot scenarios. Why spend a fortune on ammunition? You can become better at what you like to do. At the Rustic Renegade, knives, guns, accessories, and the experts to handle it all. That's the Rustic Renegade, 2842 northeast of Angelin Thruway.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash. Keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Don't be afraid of your dentist. State-of-the-art, comfortable, and affordable dental care is just minutes away. Dr. Patrick Breese practices sedation dentistry while providing services, including dental implants and cosmetic makeovers. His brand new office in Rain houses the latest in dental technology, so you can have the most pleasant dental experience while receiving the best results. Visit his website at raindentist.com. That's R-A-Y-N-E. DENTIST.com.
Anderson Pest Control is your one-stop shop for residential, commercial, and termite control. We're a Louisiana company with Louisiana hospitality that has the knowledge and expertise to handle all your pest control needs. Anderson Pest Control, we wouldn't put technicians in your house that we wouldn't put in ours.
Way down here in the Bayou State, critters come in every single size and shape. Pick up the phone, don't hesitate, call Anderson Pest Control today.
Renee Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean,
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices that humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lamberger's.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories. You've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
The penultimate segment of Implicit Bias coming your way. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. The Sam Stokes segment, as we have titled it here on Implicit Bias. By the way, if you missed part of the show, please Subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, anywhere you procure your podcasts. It's Implicit Bias. Only the microphone with the whiskey glass in the bottle. You will hear about our weekly whiskey, which this week was Elijah Craig's small batch from Nunu's Fresh Market, Youngsville Scott, Milton Maurice. Subscribe. It helps us more than you know. And we appreciate you listening to your Implicit Bias. So we have talked about intelligent design. We've talked about the science. Now we have to talk about the numbers that go behind the science, because there are times when we see the science and we go, I immediately know that's junk. I immediately recognize that something's not right. There's something in our gut, call it emotional intelligence, call it EQ, what you want to call it, but there's something that tells us, man, this just isn't right. Somebody had that feeling and decided to verify it when it came down to the number of Twitter followers of the sitting president of the United States. I'm going to bring you an article from that bastion of right-wing conservative media, Newsweek. Almost half of President Joe Biden's current 22.2 million followers on Twitter are fake accounts, according to an audit tool provided by software company SparkToro. SparkToro's tool found that 49.3% of accounts following the official @POTUS Twitter account are fake followers, based on analysis of a number of factors, including location issues, default profile images, and new users. So let's start with the math. 22.2 times 0.493 means that 10.94 million followers don't exist.
Kind of like the 80 million votes.
I was going to go there, but you beat me to it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Half of the followers on Twitter for @POTUS, for this POTUS, we know are fake.
You know what I thought when I saw that was, who's this company that was allowed to have access to the numbers?
Well,
does this happen during discovery when you're trying to buy a company?
Whoa. You are getting ahead of the curve, Dr. Breezy.
Brother.
You are getting ahead of the curve, because the question really is, why are we finding this out now?
Shouldn't the shareholders know this?
Is that
a violation of some sort of fraud, an SEC violation?
Like the Securities and Exchange Commission filings that talk about the number of Twitter followers that might be bots or Twitter accounts that might be fraudulent. You ask why now? Is there someone maybe prompting and forcing the inspection of SEC filings of Twitter right now?
Yes.
Really? Are you serious? And I'm trying to do this in as high a voice as possible. I'm trying to be like Sam. Yeah, I appreciate that. It is sarcastic as sarcastic can be.
You said I have a high-pitched voice? Never heard that.
And he just now catches it. Yeah, nobody tells you that to your face. Sam. Anyway. I'm kidding, Sam. None of us have the dulcet tones of Acadiana's gunsmith, Justin Richard. No. None of us have the deep, beautiful baritone that he does.
If he and Renee did a show, I'd fall asleep. Yeah. Not that it wasn't interesting, but like they would just lull me.
No, you'd cozy up with somebody close to you right there. Yeah. Because
That's the Cajun Barry Whites right there, right?
I will say this on Twitter. Part of the culture of Twitter is having burner accounts. Are you guys familiar with burner accounts?
Absolutely.
So burner, you have your main account and then you have your burners. And sometimes your burners are used to follow like a certain subject. Like maybe you have your Kevon Borderlaw account that just follows your friends and family and stuff. And then you have your Cajun Hunter 55 that follows gun accounts and hunting stuff like that, and you get your stuff there, and then you have, you know, your so implicit bias account that follows.
Correct.
That,
you so, know, so in essence, so I've got multiple fake accounts, multiple accounts that exactly. are one person. Right?
Carlos Dane.
And I think that at least that's what I read. That's how they part of the way that they okay. define fake
okay.
accounts.
Okay. No, we so we caught it, but Sam didn't have your volume up because
he was
Patrick
he
called was, out Carlos a, Danger
Carlos
on Twitter.
Danger. We all know who that is.
Fill us into who Carlos Danger is for those who don't know, Patrick.
Mr. Wiener.
Correct. Correct. So
the Anthony Wiener.
Correct. Anthony the Wiener. Anthony Wiener, who, by the way, is married to whom? Do you know?
Huma Abedin.
Yes.
Who was the campaign manager for whom?
Hillary the Rodham.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Clinton.
Yes.
Who,
the axe.
Who, by the way, her attorney, Michael Sussman, is on trial right now, and the media is telling you exactly jack squat about the trial. That is a great, pullout, Patrick,
thank you.
Of this conversation.
Thank you.
So,
no pun intended.
No pun intended. Back to that point.
I have three kids. I wouldn't know.
As we are talking, about Twitter and burner accounts. And where this all goes, the reality is Elon Musk is in the midst of buying Twitter. And this tweet came out from Elon where he said Twitter deal temporarily on hold pending details supporting calculation that spam or fake accounts represent less than 5% of users. So for those who haven't followed this, I'm going to try and give you as much inside baseball on this as possible. Elon Musk created a gambit for the Twitter board of directors when he offered to buy the company. Because he offered more than the company was worth, and he knew it. He knew it right away, which meant that the board of directors either had to follow their fiduciary duty, which is a legal duty to do what's right by the shareholders of the organization, or face lawsuits from the people who are Twitter shareholders. Yes. For them not doing their duty, which meant they needed to sell. Well, when they needed to sell, then they have to go through the process of
discovery.
Correct. Of them reviewing the financials of their SEC filing. So think of it this way. You offer to buy a house. You tell someone, I'm going to buy this house for $100,000, round numbers. But I get to inspect the house and make sure that the house is exactly what you are representing in the listing and the sale. So then they send in a home inspector. Elon Musk is now calling on his home inspector. And the home inspector gets to go in and go, hey, so that jacuzzi tub they said worked doesn't work. That air condition, yeah, it's dead. It doesn't work either. So everything they're saying that you're getting in the purchase of this home, you're not getting. Well, Elon Musk's home inspectors are looking at Twitter and saying, well, you need to confirm for us that 5%, think about this, 5% of Twitter users, less than 5% are fake accounts or burner accounts or duplicate accounts. And right now, Twitter won't confirm it.
What do you think the end goal is? Of or do you drive it down and then he pulls out and so then it plummets?
Here's like, the reality.
What do you think?
Either way, no matter what happens, Elon Musk wins. And here's why.
Correct. Money well spent, regardless of what happens.
Okay, so let's think about these scenarios. So first of all, Twitter says, no, we won't confirm it. It renders the sale null and void. He backs out. The value of Twitter stock goes through the floor. Yeah. And everyone is out their money, the shareholders included. Yeah. And the board is in deep squat because they have filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that less than 5% of their users are fake. Yeah. So scenario number one, Elon Musk wins. He gets all his money back. He walks away.
Right.
Scenario number two, they say, oh, it's 10%. Call it. Well, now he says, oh, it's 10? You as a board of directors have violated your duties with the SEC and fraudulently filed with the SEC. I'm not going to pay the $44 billion that I offered for the organization.
It's not worth that anymore.
So I get to buy it at a significantly reduced price, or I back out. And what happens? The value of Twitter goes through the floor. It's out. And the board of directors gets sued. Or the final scenario, and this is they go, okay, it's 25% and we admit it. And Twitter goes away. In any of these scenarios, Twitter loses.
It's actually very fascinating.
It is brilliant as to what he's done when he put the money on the table knowing that either I'm going to get what they tell me and their SEC filings tell me I'm going to get, or I'm out, and I have completely shown that the emperor has no clothes.
Not many people could have done that. So you have to respect him for that.
Absolutely. Not many people have the financial wherewithal to, let's face it, and for those who are out there listening, if you've got young children, hopefully you don't explain this to them, to unzip, put it on the table, and say, you want to compare? Let's compare and let's see what's real and what's fake.
Yep. Is it any coincidence that the S&P dropped him?
They dropped Tesla because they do not meet their social justice initiatives, but they keep organizations like Amazon that have a horrific track record. They keep organizations like Chevron and Shell that are fossil fuel organizations when literally Tesla is doing everything it can to create electric vehicles for the environment.
Can you follow the political science yet?
There we go. Burley?
I'm just looking at the stock price. So the stock price today of Twitter is literally half of what it was at its 52-week high, which is ironic because the price that he offered would have been mid-range, slightly more than mid-range of where it was over the last year. So it's ironic. And like you said, it doesn't matter what happens. He wins, quote unquote, either way. But the price is now currently half of what it was a year ago.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry. Not a year ago, but the highest in a 52-week year was half of where it is today.
This is fascinating to see this unfold because ultimately where this goes is this goes to the fact that now people like NBC are now reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop. You've now got stories coming out about the laptop from hell. You've got stories coming out about business deals with China. You have all of that happening the day we record this show when Twitter can no longer censor or hide because Elon Musk has made them open up and be transparent with everyone who is subscribed or isn't subscribed, which is the crazy part. We'll be back. We'll close out this week's implicit bias. We have perhaps the most unsurprising yet implicit bias story that we have found maybe in the history of the show when we wrap things up on this week's episode of Your Implicit Bias.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs, and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
You deserve the healthiest and tastiest steaks available. You deserve Wagyu. Known for its unmatched flavor and marbling, Rosewood Farms raises Texas Wagyu and is only available at a few select locations in Acadiana. Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu has a buttery flavor and is remarkably tender. It is also high in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, which are known to fight heart disease, Alzheimer's, and arthritis. Ask for Rosewood Ranch's Texas Wagyu at Shop Heinz Market, Took's Meat Market, and Alexander's Market in Baton Rouge. Tell them it's your implicit bias. Taste the Wagyu difference with Rosewood Farms Texas Wagyu.
This is Louis Pizzolatto, the owner of Corn and Treasure. We're your local source for rare coins, bullion, silver, and gold. In these unprecedented and uncertain times of government overreaching and economic instability, the security of having gold and silver is the perfect way to diversify your portfolio. Both gold and silver have been the tangible assets since the beginning of recorded times. Visit us today at Coin and Treasure. We are local, experienced, and still American-owned and American-proud. For 43 years, it's Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress.
Luxury Limo of Lafayette is now offering airport transportation in style. Get dropped and picked up in their luxurious sedan or their Mercedes-Benz Sprinter for up to 12 travelers. And that's not all. Luxury Limo of Lafayette has 12, 15, 18, 22, 24, 26, and 30 passenger party buses. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Treat yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Attention Acadiana, have you been to the Rustic Renegade? Acadiana's only true men's emporium. The Rustic Renegade has it all. Special items for that man cave, special coffee blends, unique gifts and grooming items. And best of all, Acadiana's only simulated range where you can shoot not only targets, but you can shoot scenarios. Why spend a fortune on ammunition? You can become better at what you like to do. At the Rustic Renegade, knives, guns, guns, accessories, and the experts to handle it all. That's the Rustic Renegade, 2842 Northeast of Angeles.
Final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are presented by the Rustic Renegade, but hour two is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Rene Girard. You can stop by. You can listen. If you're listening to an episode of Implicit Bias, he'll have it on the porch. You can bring your weekly whiskey. He will recommend what cigar would go well with your whiskey. And you might have to give him a little. But guess what? He's going to make you a happy, happy camper sitting out there on the porch enjoying Implicit Bias, enjoying your cigarette, your stogie, your pipe, whatever it might be. And guess what? You'll also enjoy your weekly whiskey and your Implicit Bias. So we're going to close this week out with something that was shocking, not shocking, all at the same time. And here is the headline. Another great news article that, you know, you're... normal news media decides not necessarily to report, but one that the alternate news media picks up, pjmedia.com. And this is one where you go, man, I guess that doesn't surprise me, but then you start to think about the actual ramifications of it. Here's the headline. The article written by Chris Queen. Your member of Congress can now order drinks on demand at the Capitol. You ever wish you maybe had liquor in your office?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I have a lot, actually.
But you don't necessarily have like a global Uber food delivery of liquor showing up at your office. Like,
I don't have like a global influence.
Do you like have maybe somebody who their entire job is to bring you catering in your office? Anybody here have that?
No.
I didn't think so. Neither do I, right? I would love that.
I mean, I have children.
Well, there you go.
And a home office. I've got a home office.
But that's your home, right? So you're stocking your home office with your own stuff. Well, guess what? Now, the filibuster is fine, but liquor is quicker. Fox News learned that lawmakers and aides can now order beer, wine, and hard liquor directly to their offices. So here's how this works, because Sodexo gets the contract for food service in the U.S. Capitol. Well, Sodexo started offering hard liquor. They initially offered beer and wine, but I guess that wasn't enough. Now, lawmakers can say, you know what? I need that fifth of Elijah Craig small batch delivered to my office. So number one, that $26.99 bottle of whiskey at New News Fresh Market all of a sudden becomes how much? Anyone?
75.
75? That's, I think, Patrick, maybe a low estimate. Because we know how the U.S. government works. Right? So maybe it's $175 for a $25 bottle of
whiskey. There's a convenience fee. There's a union fee. There's DC tax. There's sales tax. There's tax because tax, you're going to die anyway.
So So here's the really interesting part, and this is from the article. With, quote, drinks on demand, your congressman or congresswoman can pay for booze with his or her own money or campaign funds. So wait a minute. Your campaign donation is literally just buying your congressional representative a drink. Or a fifth.
Or, in Nancy's defense, Botox.
Well, I don't know that that's on demand just yet.
That might be deliverable. You never know.
It could be.
I mean, you ever spent some time on the floor, though? Like, it's pretty rough out there.
It does get rough.
Yeah.
But remember, let's think about where we came from, where we have gone to, and now where apparently we are heading back towards. So it was in the 60s that pretty much everyone had a bar in their office. Mm-hmm. Even up to the 90s.
And smoking a cigarette.
Good old days. Smoking a cigarette. So in the 90s, when I came to work here in Lafayette, there were stories of people in their offices where I went to work having fifths of liquor in the office. It was known as a no-no, but it was kind of that little secret that nobody talked about. We have gone to, you can never have a drink in the office. To the point of we can now litigate a bartender who serves you too much. So you can sue a bartender if they overserve someone who gets involved in an accident because they are DUI and the bartender, quote, should have known better. So who's going to get sued when a member of Congress kills someone because they had fifths of whiskey delivered to their office after hours?
Well, not the congressmen or congressmen.
They don't drive.
I mean, they're above the law.
Oh, okay. So
they're above the law.
Well,
so someone below the law would have to be.
That's true. There's no law and order at that extent.
I'm shocked by this, yet I'm not shocked by this. Because ultimately, the rules that apply to thee do not apply to me. That's the congressional rule.
Do you think they'll start doing like blood alcohol levels before they vote?
No. Yeah, look, that's a great question.
My votes don't count because I was drunk.
VWI, voting while intoxicated.
I like that. That's good. That's good.
Right? Voting under the influence.
Your Honor, I'd like to strike the last 20 years of Nancy's votes.
The facial expression on that was worth it.
Yeah, you'd have to. We really do need to go to video at some point because that video was worth the price of admission.
Well, Sam told me the only camera in here is in the bathroom, so.
And the worst part is, I talked to Sam about it, and look, I don't know about you guys, but it might take like a national, we might need to get congressional aid sent from the U.S. to implicit bias to afford the video fee for Sam to put us on Rumble or YouTube or something like that. We've had this discussion, but the reality is, that face was worth it. That face was absolutely worth it. Like, I might go bankrupt just to get that face on some video platform. Mm. So thank you, Patrick Breese.
You're welcome.
Kind of a doctor. Here's the crazy part. Beer and wine were always accessible, apparently. But just now they went to hard liquor, which makes me wonder why. I mean, was it not enough?
I mean, I trust somebody who drinks their whiskey neat or on the rocks, right? As opposed to somebody who drinks like 3 6-packs of Coors Light.
Or put sweet tarts with their whiskey.
You ever had drunk gummy bears? They're amazing.
No.
Oh, okay. Only me.
Yeah.
So far, our listeners, and I've read the article, but so are we to believe, based on this, that a sitting member of Congress can be in his office and order booze, which means, quote unquote, they are working and or coming from or going to a session or one of these clown shows that we see on TV with the hearings and the whatnot? Are the listeners to believe that they can have access now freely, not from their little flask like Nancy does, you know, every time she turns around and takes a little nip, Are we to believe that they now have access during those hours? Is that basically what it's saying?
That is what exactly what it says. That is not basically. That is exactly what it says. And as a matter of fact, it goes so far as to actually give some pricing. To be fair, the most expensive wine on the menu is just $25 a bottle. And lawmakers cannot be content to sip Crane Lake Pinot Grigio for just $10 a bottle. So here's my question, because look, don't BS a BSer. Don't tell me that this ain't happening. Those campaign funds, there's a lot of commas and a lot of zeros behind them. And what I know is this, for you listening out there who enjoys your implicit bias, for us here in the studio, I would love to tell you that the hard to find good stuff is really easy to find. But the reality is it's not. I'd bet dollars to donuts that when you start looking at what's going to be made accessible to these offices, all the stuff that you can't find is going to be a phone call away, delivered to their office, walked right into the door.
At a fraction of...
No. It's not going to be a fraction of the price. People are going to get paid.
Well, I believe. I don't doubt they'll get paid, but...
But they don't care.
Well, that's true.
Because it's campaign funds. They didn't work for it. You gave it to them. So those bottles of Double Eagle Double Rare at $15,000 a bottle, they'll be all over at $17,000, and nobody will bat an eye. Those bottles of Blanton's Gold at $500-$600 a bottle, all over the place.
Or three bottles of what you trade for?
Yeah, or the three bottles that Caleb managed to trade for a case of Blanton's, right?
Even trade.
Not even trade, but I will tell you, straight up jealous. I will absolutely admit the Green Monster lives, right? Because if I could have made the deal, I'd have made the same deal. Over and over and over again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack.
That's all right. No, but because we're all in the same place, right? The reality is the people who say, we're just one of you, they're not eating like you. They're not drinking like you. They're not hurting like you. They're not experiencing $5 gas like you are. Because what we're experiencing today is different for you because you don't have the commas and the zeros that they do. $100 gas tank to you hurts a hell of a lot more than somebody who's making $10 million a year off of being a career politician. And that's where we are today. There's them, there's us, and there's the implicit bias they're trying to use against you to keep you where they are. So don't let them. Call them on it. Own your implicit bias. Subscribe to the podcast. Listen to the radio show. Stand with us, find your weekly whiskey, join us next Saturday when we come back and bring you another 2 hours of talking and drinking and talking. We'll see you then.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
College represents wonderful opportunities for parents and students. It also represents time and money. But what's the probability of employment after graduation? What's the expected salary? Where will they need to live? With a PhD in educational psychology and 10 years academic advising experience, Dr. T. Scott Smith can help. Dr. Smith can project future wages, geographical need, and overall employability of a degree from your proposed school and major. For an evaluation, go to strategy365consulting.com. Make your college investment worth it. Contact Dr. T. Scott Smith, www.strategy365consulting.com.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Don't be afraid of your dentist. State-of-the-art, comfortable, and affordable dental care is just minutes away. Dr. Patrick Breese practices sedation dentistry while providing services including dental implants and cosmetic makeovers. His brand new office in Rain houses the latest in dental technology, so you can have the most pleasant dental experience while receiving the best results. Visit his website at raindentist.com. That's RAYNEDENTIST.com.
Anderson Pest Control is your one-stop shop for residential, commercial, and termite control. We're a Louisiana company with Louisiana hospitality that has the knowledge and expertise to handle all your pest control needs. Anderson Pest Control, we wouldn't put technicians in your house that we wouldn't put in ours.
Way down here in the Bayou State, critters come in every single size and shape. Pick up the phone, don't hesitate, call Anderson Pest Control today.
Ladies, we know that man in your life is hard to shop for. That's why you need to go to the Rustic Renegade, Acadiana's only true men's emporium. They have unique gifts for the man in your life, including grooming essentials, special coffees, clothing, items perfect for his man cave, and yes, knives, guns, and accessories. So come on by the Rustic Renegade at 2842 Northeast Evangeline Thruway, just north of Pointe de Mouton, or visit them online at therusticrenegade.com. That's therusticrenegade.com for the man in your life.